This is a focused advanced arrangement lesson. Technomatic DJ outro, control and arrange in Ableton Live 12 with Groove Pool Tricks. I'll walk you through a reproducible, stock device workflow to build a DJ-ready drum and bass outro that keeps the beat locked for DJs while letting groove evolve across 64 to 128 bars. Lesson overview: start by thinking like a DJ, steady beat and locked low end, with musical interest in the mids and highs. In this lesson, you'll learn how to set up an outro that moves from tight timing into swung and humanized feels using the groove pool, how to morph those grooves in arrangement despite groove pool limitations, how to control energy with filters and reverb tails, and how to export stems DJs can actually use. What you will build, you'll create a 64 128 bar outro at a typical DNB tempo, 170 to 176 BPM. IDJ friendly, steady beat section consisting of kick and sub plus hats for clean blending, automated energy control using EQ, auto filter and return send tails. Several clip variants assign different groove pool presets, so the groove evolves tight, sweet wing, then humanized without breaking the grid. A crossfade and volume automation system in arrangement to switch grooves cleanly. Render-ready stems and a master routing approach that preserves DJ compatibility. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation. Bars 1 to 8-1. Set your session tempo to the target DNB tempo, for example 174 BPM. Lock the master tempo automation lane so you don't accidentally change tempo. 2. Create an arrangement lane labeled outro and place a loop DJ-friendly drum loop or your programmed kick, hats and snare pattern that will run through the outro. Keep the kick steady, no fills that will hinder beat matching. 3. Duplicate the elements you must keep DJ-friendly. A kick plus sub track on its own, a percussion slash hat track, and one mid-frequency musical bid such as a pad or atmosphere. Groove pool setup. Create 3 to 4 grooves. 4. Open the groove pool and create named presets. Groove A. Tight. Tining 5-10%. Velocity 0-5%. Random 0-5%. Swing 0-4%. Small values keep things beatmatchable. Groove B. Sweet swing. Tining 20-30%. Velocity 10-20%. Random 10-15%. Swing 8-16% for musical swing. Groove C. Humanize. Timing 30-45%. Timing random 20-30%, velocity random 20-40%, swing 10-25% for looseness. Optional groove D, sub delay, subtle timing nudges for hats or perks. Name each groove clearly so you can assign quickly. Extract a reference groove if needed. 5. If you want to match the feel of an earlier section, right-click the reference clip and extract groove. Tweak timing and random settings in the groove pool and save that groove. Apply grooves to clips in arrangement 6. Duplicate your percussion and hat loop along the outro timeline so you have copies at key arrangement points. Every 16 or 32 bars works well. 7. For the first block, assign groove to all essential beats via the clip's groove chooser. That's your tight, DJ-friendly section. 8. Assign groove B and then groove C to subsequent clip copies for the following blocks. Remember, groove selection is fixed per clip. You'll morph between grooves using layered clips and automation. Commit groove timing into audio if required. 9. If you need timing baked into audio for stem delivery or precise rendering, for MIDI clips, record resampling or route and freeze/flatten to capture the groove into audio. For warped audio, right-click and apply groove, or freeze then flatten the track so groove timing becomes part of the clip. Freezing and flattening is the safest stock workflow for committing timing. Always keep backups of the original uncommitted clips. Morphing groove over time. Groove pool tricks 10. Groove parameters aren't directly automatable across the arrangement timeline, so use these techniques. Layered clips. Stack multiple copies of the same loop on the same track or parallel tracks, each assigned a different groove. Use clip or track volume automation or group automation to fade between them. Crossfader trick. Place versions on two tracks and map them to crossfader A and B. Automate the crossfader to move from tight to swing over 8-16 bars for a smooth morph. A practical fade. At a change point, automate the groove A clip volume down, while simultaneously bringing groove B up by around -6 to -12 dB over 4 bars. Add a tiny reverb send on the incoming clip to mask any timing shift. Humanize percussion independently. 11. Put hi-hats and shakers on a dedicated track and apply groove D, small tiny nudge and higher velocity random. Keep the transient clarity, high pass this track under 200-300 HC and avoid heavy wet reverb so it remains mixable for DJs. Energy control and DJ mix compatibility 12. Use auto filter on the master or a bus to gently low pass the mix across the last 32 bars. Move cutoff from roughly 14 kHz down to 6-8 kHz to reduce top-end energy, while leaving the beat and bass intact. Automate send levels to a return with reverb and an EQ8 on the return to shape long tails. Gradually increase reverb sends on melodic elements in the last 16 bars for DJ-friendly transitions. 13. Sidechain the reverb return to the kick using glue compressor or stock compressor, so tails breathe between kicks and the kick remains clear. Master and stems for DJS 14. Use utility to narrow stereo width on the sub and bass, and high pass the return so DJs can EQ them easily. Collapse around minus 14 to minus 18 dB width in the sub region, and mono below about 120-200 HE. 15. Export stems grouped logically. Kick plus sub, percussion, hats, Atmo slash pad, FX. Provide at least one version with groove committed where needed and a version without master limiting so DJs have headroom. Automation subtleties and timing alignment 16. Keep major changes quantis to bars, but use small 1/8, 1/16 bar fades on clip volumes when switching grooves to avoid clicks. 17. For micro timing effects, create a dedicated clip with groove C and nudge the clip start a few milliseconds later, or nudge MIDI notes in a duplicated MIDI clip, then bake by freezing and flattening. Common mistakes to avoid: don't try to automate groove pool parameters directly, they're not automatable that way. Use layered clips, crossfader automation, or commit with freeze slash flatten. Avoid overgrooving kick and sub. Heavy timing randomization on low end breaks mixability. Keep the low end tight and apply groove mainly to perks, hats and mids. Don't bake groove too early. Flattening is destructive. Always archive originals. Don't use large unfiltered reverb tails on percussive elements, HPF sends and EQ returns to avoid mud. Don't change groove abruptly mid-bar without masking. Use crossfades, small delays or reverb bumps to disguise transitions. Pro tips: groove blends via sidechain ducking. Duck a swung percussion bus slightly, with a compressor keyed by a tight kick bus to hold the beat while letting swing live on top elements. Build an incremental groove ladder. Create intermediate grooves with small parameter deltas so you can morph across 3-5 subtle steps rather than a single big jump. Use session view follow actions to audition groove transitions quickly, then record the best run-into arrangement to convert to layered clips and crossfades. Save your groove presets to the user library so you can recall a Technomatic outro set in other projects. For DJ, include a low-passed version of the entire outro as a single stereo stem they can loop. Route all outro tracks to a bus. Apply a gentle low pass and export this as an alternate stem. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Load a 64 bar drum plus snare plus hat loop and a pad at 174 BPM. Create 3 groove pull presets, tight, swing, humanize. Duplicate the percussion clip into 3 stacked clips and assign 1 groove per clip. In arrangement, automate a crossfade or track volumes to move tight right arrow swing at bar 25 and swing right arrow humanize at bar 49. Using 8-bar fades, add an auto filter low pass on the pad bed from bar 33-64 and automate a reverb send on the pad that increases over the last 16 bars. Freeze and flatten one percussion track to commit a groove. Export 2 stems, 1 kick plus sub, 2 percussion plus pads with groove applied. Objective: a smooth DJ-friendly outro that morphs groove while the low end stays locked. Recap to summarize: use groove pool presets to craft timing flavors from tight to swing to humanized. Because grooves are clip-based, morph them using layered clips, crossfader or volume automation, or commit timing with freeze and flatten. Keep the low end rigid. Apply groove mainly to mids and highs. Automate auto filter and reverb sends for energy control and long DJ tails. Save groove presets and export stems so these outro templates are reusable. Extra coach notes, workflow and deep tactics. Mindset reminders: think like a DJ. Prioritize predictability of the kick and sub, while giving the rest of the arrangement flexibility and loopable moments. Keep a non-destructive workflow. Duplicate tracks and maintain an outro master group with committed stems and a parallel outro edit group with uncommitted clips for tweaks. Deeper groove pool tactics: incremental groove ladder. Create several grooves spaced by small deltas. Layer 3-5 variants and crossfade through them for imperceptible morphs. Selective assignment: Keep tight grooves on kick slash sub and bus 1. Progressively looser grooves on bus 2 for perks slash hats and bus 3 for mids. Groove hot swap. Audition groove pool presets from the clip chooser and save any you like as named grooves. Micro timing and humanization. Use clip start offsets of 520ms on hats to create a slightly lazy feel, without touching low frequencies. If you need precision, switch lives units to samples and nudge in small sample increments. Apply swing to eighth notes only on mid slash high percussion, and keep quarter mode elements gridlocked to preserve DJ cue points. For transient contrast, use drum bus lightly on perks slash hats, but bypass it on kick slash sub to avoid low-end phase issues. Arranging and automation patterns. Group variant groove tracks, and automate the group's volume to centralize more fades. Use the crossfader for long transitions and precise track volume automation for faster changes. Mask groove swaps with a short, reverb or filtered sweep to absorb timing differences. Routing, returns and tails. Create a dedicated long reverb return that's high-passed and eck to keep tails airy without muddying the bass. Sidechain the return to the kick using glue compressor with a soft knee and a 1220ms release, so tails swell between kicks. Collapse sub-frequencies to mono below tilde 120-200hc for club compatibility. Grouping, naming and export group tracks logically. Outro kick sub, outro perk, outro hats, outro mids, outro FX. Name stems with tempo and groove status, e.g. track outro kick sub 174 BPM groove committed .wav. Export a 24-bit WAV, stereo, no master limiter, and include an 8-bar loopable stem with perfect bar quantized loop points.